Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Are you going to be able to do this?
I'm going to do my best. Everyone just bear with me in my voice.
Yeah, so it is the third to last. Being this guy, but I don't want people to be mad. This is the third to last diary entry.
I hate that.
And I kind of hate that she lost the diary because she was starting to get really good at writing in it.
Yeah, she finally was giving us like chunks.
Big, huge, real, meaningful chunks. And then she lost it in Wash Park about 20 years ago. We're getting a lot of people who like DM or whatever and go with Facebook. Like now, if somebody loses a wedding ring, you can find them, right? Yeah. You go, oh, there's an inscription of a, like you guys, no, we've tried to find this girl. Like yeah. There's not enough clues. We know Kim, Katie, John, Mike, Jake. We don't.
Yeah.
Also, I've never thought of this before, but for a writer, if you lose it, you probably just go, oh, that's my diary. I mean, are you really like, I need it back? Like a wedding ring. You're like, I need right. that back. This you go, oh, I'll buy a new one. And so you're not as probably motivated to.
I might be embarrassed be on the other for end. Somebody to find it.
Oh, good. So you feel that way, but you decide we're going to read it on the radio.
Listen, I on the air 20 years ago when we first found it, it was like, we'll read one entry and somebody will call and say,
right.
Oh,
that's me.
Stop.
Yeah, God, stop.
Stop immediately.
And then every day we're like, somebody make us stop. I know why she doesn't call, by the way.
I literally hate you.
We're all going to find out in 2 days.
I know.
So drink some water. Yesterday, the days are conflating. So what was yesterday's big chunk?
She's lying to Mike. I mean, Jake.
To Jake. Mm-hmm. Jake gave her the ultimatum to stop talking to Mike, especially that he has reprofessed his love for her.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And she was like, okay, I will.
And does Mike know that she's still dating Jake? Or is she kind of lying to him too? Or he knows you've got a boyfriend, but we're still talking?
I have to presume so. I don't think she's lying to both of them.
If she lies to Mike again, she's so dumb.
Yeah, I think she's...
But she is kind of dumb.
She might be, so. Right. That's...
But coming from a... like, I'm not saying I'm a dirtbag, but like...
Fine, I'll say it.
For Mike, he loves her.
Right.
But there's a little bit of the challenge, too. There is like, sometimes it's like... I'm getting this from Love is Blind. There's a guy, Mike, on there.
Don't you dare spoil
anything.
I will anything.
Not, but it's like, these guys, eventually in the lobby, I'm sure this has happened in previous seasons, they're sitting around and going, I'm down to like one or two, and they give a couple details, and you're like, oh, crap, that's the same guy.
Right.
This Mike guy is like in competition with this dude and it like wants this girl, but also wants to beat the guy.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I think there's a little bit of that to Mike right now. It's like, I love her, but I'm also going to kick that Jake guy's butt. Mm. I'm going to win.
Kind of a, I was there first. I proposed, man. Correct. Like, you're just the new boyfriend.
So how did it end yesterday? I forget.
It ended with her being like, it's not a movie. I have to actually make a decision.
That's right. She was starting to like make the spreadsheet. Yeah. We made the analogy of her like trying to decide between Jake and Mike.
Yes.
And that was dated August something?
August 15th.
Okay.
And this today? Is September 4th.
Please just, there's only three left. This is her voice. And she'll probably read it as bad as always. So just
the handwriting is crazy.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay.
September 4th. I've got to get out of here and figure it out. I'm now in a place where my life should feel together, but instead it feels like it's falling apart. I'm 28 and I now have my MBA. Oh. I've got a great job at a firm I love. The possibilities seem endless, but all I can think about is what decision to make. Oh my, she still has, it's been 2 weeks and she's still. What decision to make and who to choose and how to truly be happy.
This isn't like.
So that means 2 more weeks of lying to.
Right.
This isn't like shutters versus drapes. These are people.
Right. How can everything be so complicated? Someday I'll be a grown up. And this will all seem so silly, I hope. I'm going to take a much overdue vacation and visit Jenna in Denver.
There you go. She's not from here. That's why she never called. Isn't it weird?
Yeah, okay.
Oh my gosh, the goosebumps.
So the only person who could have called
is Jenna.
Is Jenna. She's not from here. None of this happened here.
I'm going to keep reading.
Yeah, I know. Ugh. I'm kind of like emotional, even though I knew, I didn't remember when it was going to happen.
Oh.
But it's like, this is the moment where we realize our writer isn't among us.
And it's, I just realized that's the first mention of Denver. I think in the whole, like the whole time we've been.
Ever.
We've been picturing her here.
Yeah. Trying to see her at DU campus getting her MBA or whatever. And like, no, she vacationed here.
Oh. I haven't seen her since her wedding, which seems so long ago. The last time I saw her, I hadn't met Mike and had a dead-end job at the bank. I remember being so jealous that she was marrying Thomas and moving across the country. And her life was about to open up. Now I'm at the place where life is about to seriously change. I just hope for the better. Maybe a road trip is just what I need to clear my head. Getting away from it all certainly can't hurt. I've warned Jenna I'm working on not being crazy, and she says she's up for the challenge. We'll see about that. Don't worry, there's another page. I have to catch my breath. I feel strangely calm, though maybe it's just knowing I get to take a break from my life. Who knows? It's been such a long time since I've done anything nice for myself. I'm going to relax and go shopping and get caught up with her, and it's going to be great. I hope it's not already cold there. September 4th. Okay. I've never been to Colorado before, but I think it snows a lot. I always see that on the news. I hope I fit.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I hope I fit in okay with all those athletic people. I bet they're everywhere. Jenna loves it, so I hope I do too, since it'll be home for the next week.
Oh my God, I forgot to ask you. Are you rolling this on video?
Oh my gosh, yes I am. Don't scare me like that. Okay, okay, so
is that the end? Oh my gosh. She's never been to Denver before.
Okay, gut instinct, say the first thing you think. Where is across the country?
New Jersey.
New York.
So you both went east.
Yeah, I did.
It's not a, if you're coming from California, you don't go across the country, do you?
No, if you're coming, this is like, over there. Just a hop, skip, and a jump away.
And right. Also, Mike was there on September 11th. Right.
So you think she's in the Eastern Seaboard at the very least.
Yeah, and also, like, I don't remember exactly what she said, but when she wrote about him being there, she wasn't like, can you believe he worked in the big city? Right. Like, she was just like, he was there. You That's know, like, so like I'm, we're all in the area.
Okay.
So that makes sense to me.
So you have her, okay. I don't know where she's from. I don't know if she ever
she
says it.
She could be like Florida for all we know. But
right. Across the country, though, means...
Like Jersey or New York, because you can drive from
like
Jersey.
Not even Chicago, though. That's not far enough to be across the country.
No, Chicago's like right there.
It's not right there, dude. It's still a long drive. It's like 17 hours, I think.
Oof.
To get to Chicago.
Oh, yeah, I think it is, yeah. How far is it to Iowa?
Like 13 to the east, to where, and then four more from where I'm from to Chicago. So.
It's weird that she's driving. Because she said across the country.
Because she wants to clear her head. You don't clear your head on a flight. You clear, like, when you're in that real Jack Kerouac, I need a, like, it's karmic kick to the head, you get in your car and you just drive. You just, you get it done. You guys, there's two entries left.
And we know they have to be, I'm assuming they're within the next week because.
Did you look at the date?
Well, the next one is September 9th, but she said I'll be there for the next week. And if it got left here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, no. What are we going to do?
I went from goosebumps to just like.
I know. I'm so
this
sad.
Feeling, this sinking feeling.
You guys, I want to say this, and I don't know if I've said this already on the air. I know I've said it to you guys privately. When this is over, we all need some time off. But like when this is over, I want listeners, whether we read them or don't, write what you think happens next.
Yeah.
I think like some of the best Star Wars stuff that I've ever seen or read is fan fiction. Some of the best Harry Potter stuff is
diary fan fiction.
Yes. If like 2 days from now it's over, we need an ending.
Oh my gosh.
Cause it
should we each submit our own ending too?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I like that. I like that. Okay.
But we need some time to write it, but okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so there are two entries left. One of those is tomorrow.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.